Next month will mark 2 years since UberX launched in Philadelphia. As WHYY's Todd Bookman reports, new numbers reveal that the ride-hailing company's impact on the city's taxi drivers has been catastrophic.
Back in the fall of 2014, in the month just before UberX rolled into town, city taxi drivers completed about 1 million rides. Let's call that peak taxi. Now compare that with this July. With competition from Uber and Lyft, cabbies completed just 600,000 trips, 40% fewer. Ronald Blunt calls that a job killer.
So a lot of full-time jobs in the taxi industry is collapsing, and it's becoming part-time work.
Blunt is president of the Taxi Workers Alliance. He says 6,000 local drivers used to make their living in cabs. Today, that's down to about 3,500.
We just think for the overall good of the city, I think taxi drivers have to be a part of the transportation economy. I'm not saying we have to be the total part. We have to be some of it.
Exactly how to handle that balance of old and new transportation has vexed officials from the start. Uber and Lyft were technically illegal and subject to huge fines in Philadelphia, even as the public was clamoring for their services. That changed this summer when the ride-booking companies got a temporary green light, a light that turns red at the end of this month. In Harrisburg, pending legislation would permanently legalize the ride-hailing companies, but also protects the Philly cabbies by easing some regulations. Senator Camara Bartolotta says lawmakers know they've got to get new rules in place quickly.
This is something we've got to get done. It's got to move. There's a timeline here. We've gotten this ball at least to the 50-yard line, if not farther.
But whether that effort can save the struggling cabbies isn't yet clear. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.